Why'd that come so low on you? Check it again. Test your audio.
I'm testing my audio.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. And now your hosts, Michael Biseglia and Leon Oliver.
Welcome to episode 9 lives, 9 episodes, Outside the Box with Mike and Leon on a rainy, dreary, blah, very Seattle-y Thursday. No, today's Wednesday, Mike. Damn it. We just talked about this.
It's funny you say that. I thought all morning, yesterday, I thought, what day is it? Today's Wednesday. I thought yesterday was Wednesday. I kept thinking that today was Thursday. But it is only Wednesday. Why do both of us think it's just the middle of the week or Thursday? Why are we both off?
I think we wanted to be the weekend so bad. I'm so over this week.
Why? Why is this week not good for you, man?
No, it's fine. It's just the amount of work and everything. I just want this week to be done.
You tired?
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm very burned out.
Yeah?
I just want this week to be over. By the way, someone pointed out something to me the other day, and I forgot the anecdote that goes along with it. But you ever notice that the end of the week spells out WTF? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I never thought of that. That's true. What does WTF stand for?
What the?
Gotcha. Yeah, well, Friday's a good... You're doing high school football on Friday. Now, what are your thoughts on this? I should just interview you about this, because you're nervous, man. I can tell when you're nervous. It's okay. Maybe this will help you get out the jitters. Let it out, Bubba.
Yeah, I'm a little apprehensive about things.
Why?
Because it's play-by-play. I've never done play-by-play before.
You've always done it in front of the TV, talking about, you know, bad college football.
Yeah, but there's teams that I know. I don't know these two kids.
Yeah, that's
teams
true.
With the kids. So you're studying, you're putting everything together. Very stressful. People think that doing, play-by-play and doing stuff like that's easy. No, it's not. When you actually start doing this stuff, it is not easy at all.
How would you feel about, for our next episode, we play some of your play-by-play back on the air for everybody, and they can give their thoughts.
Well, I think everyone would quite enjoy listening to me bumble and stumble over.
All right, we're doing that for the next episode.
Hand off to Jack. No, that's Johnson. I don't know who that is. Touchdown.
Well, I'll take care of you. I'll make sure not to put you in a bad spot. If you do screw up, I will make sure to say, like, you know what, Leon, that's the right call. You made the right point. Maybe you got the wrong teams. Maybe you had two wrong teams.
I'll
make sure to help you out.
I can talk about, like, the Tilden v. Hayes election back in 18, whatever, and you'll just go along with it.
I'll go along with whatever you say. I will be your man, okay? I'll take care of you.
I like the sounds of that.
We had Brett Favre on the last Outside the Box. Good. People seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, old Brett. And, hey, they got a win over the Cowboys.
They did.
Look at them now.
We need to get Brett on more often. It'll become a special once in a while. We'll have Brett on.
Jim Rome talks about the jungle karma. You come on his show and good things will happen to you. Come on Outside the Box. Look at Brett Favre. He got a win. No one's making fun of his junk anymore right now. Things are looking up for the old gunslinger.
Looking up? You got to be careful. You put yourself in these hard situations.
There's so many things I could say to that, but I'm just going to leave that one.
That's probably a good idea.
Alone. Mike, you know, how was your weekend?
I don't even remember anymore. It's already Wednesday.
How was
my weekend?
What's the latest someone can ask you how your weekend was? Monday afternoon? Tuesday?
Tuesday. I think Wednesday you're already in midweek form. You can't ask somebody about it then.
Yeah, who the hell knows what happened? I had a good weekend for the most part. Drink some beers, watch some football. Always a good thing. But I saw probably the most annoying thing ever Sunday on the way to the store to get beer.
What'd you see?
Roll into the Harris Teeter, you know. Go get some beers. And there is a girl, looks like maybe a woman, I should say. Looks like she's probably our age. It looks like she probably has...
Tell everybody how old you are.
We're both 26, 27.
We're both 26 looks and 27. Like, how are we both doing that?
Well,
I'm 26. You're 26. Brisegs is 27.
Just going on 57.
Sure.
Looks like she had a mother with her, maybe late 50s, early 60s. And they're pushing...
She's smacking her around? I mean, what's the big deal?
No, they're pushing, you know, like those little half shopping carts they have at Harris Teeter, like the little baby ones, whatever?
Yeah, the one that you sit in, go for rides in?
So they're pushing like one of those half carts. They stop like in the middle of the intersection, right in front of the store, like the little where people are driving back and forth.
Yeah.
They stop right there. I guess it's the dad rolls up in a Beamer, okay, and he like turns the car at an angle so like no one can really get through.
Yeah.
And stops right there
and blocks
everybody
so they
can load the groceries. Because they were the most important people in the world, and they had to impede everyone else's progress so they can get their all wheat thins into the backseat of the car.
Here you go. Your old wheat thins. I love wheat thins. What are wrong with wheat thins?
They're disgusting.
Why are they disgusting?
They don't taste good. That's why
they do
disgusting.
Taste good. Who says? I bet you. I'm not going to put out the mayo poll again. We got a few responses
on
that.
You lost on that one, Bubba.
Yeah, 300 likes. How's that going for you, dumbass? 144, though, by the way. That's not bad. It's improving. But wheat thins are good.
Aren't good.
Why do we always come back to food debates?
Because you like food that's not good.
You like food that's not good for you.
Well, that's very true. But no, they're not good.
Wheat thins are good. I like Doritos. I like Fritos. And I like wheat thins.
I saw a commercial the other day during the football game. It was like, real snackers enjoy California almonds while watching football. It's like, no, they don't. We eat Doritos. That's what we do. Who the hell is snacking on California almonds during football?
I like almonds. I don't know if I would have California almonds during football. It's nothing that would trigger my brain. But I do enjoy. I like the Tostitos. That's my favorite.
When you watch football on Sunday.
I like Tostitos.
Someone was saying this to me a couple weeks ago. It's like, you know, why do you have to make like a big like production out of it? Do you have to go and get beer? Do you have to go get chips, this and that and stuff?
Or do I?
Just sit down and watch the game?
Yeah. I have to have something. Yeah, I need to have something with me. I can't just be foodless, drinkless. I can't do that. Well, what I've been doing the last couple of games is I've been listening to the Giants games online at WFAN.com. Problem is that NFL Network is like 2 minutes ahead of it. So, oh, and also the scores. So what I ended up doing, turn your stupid phone off. Can you do that for me? My God.
Hey, I'm expecting big-time phone calls here.
I took my business card and I tucked it in the TV so it would block the Giants score while I watched the other games. You know how the scores on the top cycle through. I put up my business card so it blocked the TV screen where the Giants score would come up so I could watch the other game without it getting updates on the Giants score because my radio was a few minutes behind. Is a hardcore fan.
Why don't you just purchase Red Zone?
That'll still be ahead of the radio. You're not understanding the point.
At least Red Zone, like you can, it flips around. You can watch it. $6.
You're a radio guy, and you're telling me not to to abandon my radio love.
Everyone knows this ship is sinking, Bubba.
Fair enough. That's why you're on the internet, I suppose. Yeah,
that's why we're on the internet.
But
right
I want to.
Get,
I don't want to ruin the surprise of okay, this is what happened. So I hide it from myself. I thought you would praise me for that.
I do like that. It just seems pretty elaborate. I think I would just purchase NFL Red Zone and call it a day.
Well, how much is the NFL Network, by the way? Not NFL Network, NFL Game Day.
Like the Sunday package. The Sunday ticket?
How much Sunday ticket? Sure.
It's a couple $100, isn't it?
Yeah, I wonder if they have like mid-season deals.
I don't know. You should call them up, maybe.
Problem is, I work on Sundays, so it's like, am I really investing in half of it? I don't know.
I can't work a job where I work on Sundays during football season.
Well, I've been working at the Newsplex, the TV station.
Yeah, you're screwing a lot of things up over there.
I'm doing a great job over there.
They're about this close to giving you a little heave-ho.
The people from there might listen to this.
Well, you know.
There is one reporter there, and she just pisses me off.
Cute.
She just drives me nuts. I don't like this girl. I don't know. She's just mean.
Retarded?
I do the teleprompter. I'll cycle through so the anchors and reporters can see the words they have to read.
Yeah.
Sort of like reading a book, which you should try.
I'm not a big fan of that, but okay.
She labeled me as the prompter boy.
Ooh.
So now I'm getting the nickname around there as prompter boy.
Wow, Mike, you're just, you know, around here, you know, sports guys, we're also double as throwing out boxes and trash, and now you're prompter boy. We're really moving up in the old media food chain here.
And she had an anchor fill in one time, and like in the middle of doing the show, she's like, I need to see my hair. She's talking about Facebook. I'm thinking to myself, if this was 1964 and you had a reporter out there and this was her big deal, big TV, could you imagine just talking like that? I felt awful.
If it was 1964, they'd be smoking during commercials.
That would be better. I'd be way more okay with her smoking.
They'd be smoking during commercials and drinking a glass of scotch and talking about the stock market or something.
I'd be way more cool with her smoking and talking about the stock market. We just got the look, by the way.
Oh, so we got.
We got to keep a look-o-meter. We got the look when we're recording. I know the studio. So we got to get in here earlier. We come in here and now we're getting the look.
We're up with the chickens.
I don't like getting the look.
We're up with the chickens right now, Michael. There's nothing in the air right now. Maybe we have to go tape some god-awful weekend program that seven people in a retirement home in Fairfax listen to.
Now, Fairfax, our signal's not that good.
Podcast, baby.
Where do you come up with this stuff? We're seven people in a retirement home in Fairfax. Yeah,
that's pretty much our demographic.
We need a Leon. We need Leonisms.
If you have a retirement home, you're probably listening to our radio station.
Probably.
Let's just be real with it.
Yeah.
You know what's...
Real quick, how are the Callahan pictures? Ooh, how are the pictures coming up of the news dude?
You know, Mike, I didn't put them online. I forget. I don't forget things, but this lasts like 2 months. I don't know. Maybe I'm too busy. I forget things. I don't do things now. I don't know what it is.
Because you're a man. Because you're thinking about all the work that you have to do. So you need a calendar, a planner.
Well, you know, when I got a smartphone, I figured this was going to be my secretary.
No.
I don't put crap in there. You need to write schedule. I don't put crap in
you
there.
You need to get a physical planner with paper.
Yeah, but that's
I don't believe in the technical ones.
I can't do that, though. That's like...
You can't write?
Not legibly. But no, I can't put carry around a planner. I feel like I'm like a 13-year-old girl with a journal at that point.
Well, at least you'll get shit done.
I get done what needs to get done. You know? I haven't gotten fired yet.
Well, that's true. No, you're not forgetting the big things. But just put on the pictures of Callahan.
I will get those up. I guarantee you. I will get those up.
You and I had a conversation on the phone the other day about, should we interview him? Would our audience find it interesting? I think, and maybe this is a good way to test it, Leon, if you put the pictures up, then maybe we'll get an idea if people do want to hear an interview with him, because... The fear is that outside the Charlottesville community, why would you be interested in this guy? I think once you see the photos of him, and maybe you can put a little video up, that's risque. I know you get your videos.
Put photos and video. This is like National Geographic. We want to show him in his natural habitat.
Yes, absolutely.
The newsman is taking a nap in the newsroom. You approach quietly.
But I'm saying maybe that would spark interest in people if we would know if they want to hear an interview with him.
Maybe so. Well, I will get those out.
And by the way, I was in here Saturday. We're running the football game.
Yeah.
And I have about minute 40 between commercials to go run to the bathroom. And I'm sprinting there because I got to come back and get us back in the game. Go to the bathroom. Callahan is already, peeing. He's doing that.
Oh, this is starting off fantastic.
But I just wanted to say he washed his hands.
This surprises you?
Stunned me.
We live in a civilized country. This isn't Sri Lanka. People wash their hands here.
Yeah, but we know who we're talking about. We're not. I mean, seriously. Well, he did wash his hands. I want to give him credit for washing his hands.
Well, congratulations. If he didn't, I would probably deport him to Afghanistan.
I was just saying he did wash his hands.
In the US of A, you wash your hands.
Put up the pictures. We'll get a feel from the audience.
Yeah, I will do that. I got a question for you, going back to the news thing.
Yeah.
You do the teleprompter. People just read anything, because, this is radio. Do people just read anything that goes up on there? Can you really be Anchorman and type, go F yourself San Diego?
I don't have that kind of access. But I suppose if you wanted to really, fuck with somebody, you could do that.
That's not something that can happen in radio. See, I think we have to be smarter than them, because we don't have what we want to say typed up in front of us. It just comes out.
I'll say some of the more veteran anchors or reporters, they're better at going on the fly with reading the prompter and then adjusting it to more conversational style that they would like to say. Some, I guess, if you the more you learn, there's no right or wrong way, but the better you get at making it seem like you're having a conversation with someone and not reading a piece of paper in front of you.
You know, it's funny. I met a guy Saturday that said he was listening to me last year. Remember we had that snowstorm and I stayed on the air like all night doing traffic stuff?
Yeah, you cuddled with the news guy.
Yeah.
Bless you.
That was a cough, but thank you.
Okay, well, we need a word for a cough then.
Well, so he goes, yeah, I really enjoyed it. You got home and surprised me. You know all this stuff in the area. I'm like, dude, I don't know where any of this crap is.
Well, what were you saying? Just what people had called into you?
Called and said, I've lived in this town now, I guess, 3.5 years. I know where nothing is. People still call up and go, oh, there's an accident out here on Route 20 down by, you know, the S-curve and then down by Johnson Seed Shop. I'm like, yeah, I know exactly where it is. And then I handed that off to someone else so they can say that. Or say
well, a couple of reasons you don't. I mean, you're not driving around these places. You have no idea. Yeah. And like me, I'm not great with names and street names. But if I was in the location, I could give you great directions based on, okay, you want to go down this way, third left, make a right, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know names very well.
Well, that, and also, I feel like, at least in Charlottesville, I don't know if it's mentally, I don't think I ever envisioned being here this long, so I never took the time to actually learn anything.
I don't buy that.
And then, also, if it's not on 29 in Charlottesville, if you haven't been to Charlottesville, Route 29 is like a de facto main street, and it's also the U.S. highway that runs through the city. And most of the businesses are off of Route 29.
I don't buy that.
So if it's not off of 29, sure, I don't go to it.
Yeah,
really.
But I don't buy that you just haven't taken the time to learn. I just think you don't go to any other places but what's on 29.
Well, I mean,
you go to what's on 29 that you like? The movie theater, the mall,
the Target,
the grocery stores.
The grocery stores, the Walmart,
your Whole Foods. You go to the Whole Foods.
Go to Whole Foods.
But okay.
Yeah. What? Mocking me now?
I'll stop.
Whole Foods. Shop at Whole Foods. You probably shop at Trader Joe's too, don't you?
I love Trader Joe's.
You would. What's the big deal about these like hoity-toity grocery stores?
This is where you're off. Trader Joe's there's no brand names. You don't go in there and get Kellogg's. You don't go in there. It's Trader Joe brand and it's cheap.
Really?
But it tastes better than normal stuff. Like you go in there and you get your Trader Joe's and it's half the price of Cheerios. You go into Trader Joe's and you get, they have something called, it's like $3 Chuck or something, and it's $3 wine from Trader Joe's. So before you judge Trader Joe's because of the name, it's their own brand of items, of everything you can think of, and they sell it for cheap, but it tastes good. You'd like Trader Joe's.
The hipster.
No.
There's a hipster crowd that shops
there.
Right, there
is. But if you were to take away the hipster crowd and base it on the supermarket itself, you would absolutely like it. It is good food for cheap. I don't know what's the problem with that. You have a problem with getting good items that aren't as expensive as brand name?
Excuse me, I have a cold.
Oh, great.
Well, not a cold, but, you know. Anyway.
Well, mucus.
Yeah, something. No, I'm not like versed to good food or anything like that. There's a chain of grocery stores in Richmond. I don't know if they still exist anymore. They were called Community Pride.
Okay.
And they were always cheap, and they were always in like areas where you need to wear a flak jacket to walk around in there.
Right.
Would you shop there? No. Would you go into that? Because they're in like rough areas. You don't want to be in that area with that crowd. Well, the hipster kind of crowd, not my scene, man.
Okay, I'm just telling you, based on what they sell, it's a good bargain for the items they have.
Like cereals, you don't have to buy a brand name cereal.
I'm not even just talking about cereals. I'm talking about they have like frozen fried rice dinners where it's like $3.
That sounds
huge,
awful.
But whatever you might like, I'm just telling you, it's more than what you perceive. You know, like, okay, peanut butter. They have Trader Joe's peanut butter. It's really cheap. Whatever you like. It's there. It's good. It tastes good. I'm just giving you the facts. If you don't want to go in there because of the hipsters, fine. But you don't get on me for wanting to get good items for cheap.
I just, you know, you're a Whole Foods guy. You're a Trader Joe's guy. What about, I know they're, maybe this is a bad example.
I love Food Lion.
Because they're all awful here. But 9 times out of 10, I'm a Food Lion guy.
I was at Food Lion yesterday.
Well, you know, because you can throw a baseball from your place to Food Lion. That's why you go there.
Well, that means I have a good arm. Thank you.
It's like 4 feet from there. Hyperbole. But
hyperbole. We went over this last week.
Exactly. But it's not far.
It's convenient. Absolutely. It's good for... Would you get meat from Food Lion? Our Food Lion? We always come back to this damn food line.
They've improved that drastically. I haven't looked in a while from there. Where I wouldn't go, right up the street from this place, is like some like ghetto...
The marketplace?
Market community place.
Yeah.
Why would you go there?
Like, see, what I don't understand is you rip on the people for going to the Trader Joe's and the Whole Foods. Now you're ripping on people for going to low-income supermarket places.
Because those low-income...
Where should you go?
Those low-income supermarket places probably aren't going to have a good cut of beef in there that's not, you know, for their good for their clientele. And also,
you hear the cow yelling in the background.
You don't want to get like shot there. I got a big thing with not getting shot. I tend to stay away from areas where that could possibly happen.
So you don't like places where you can get good discounts, good deals,
and good
food?
No, I like places with good discounts. You'd
love Trader Joe's.
I don't like places with like the hipsters.
How about if my dad said, we're going to Trader Joe's, and you went in there? Would you be like, I can't go in there? What would you say?
What do you mean? Like, why would... Oh, so we're like together somewhere?
Where the three of us are together.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to be like the guy standing outside. Oh, I'm not going to go in there. No, go in. I mean,
would you complain about it?
I would, you know, if it's the atmosphere that I expect, I would probably make a couple of remarks. You know me, my mouth is always running.
The atmosphere that I expect.
Yeah. Mm. You know that atmosphere I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you would be surprised what you can get in there, what you expect.
I want to stay away from this hipster How I Met Your Mother wine crowd. I want to stay as far away from that as I can. It's not something I want to be down with.
I understand.
I talk about that show a lot. How much I hate it.
You almost, and it's almost like somebody that is so homophobic, they end up being
I'm not
gay.
Homophobic.
No. I'm not saying you are, but it's like you ever meet somebody that's so homophobic and they are so against gay rights and the homosexuals.
You're painting me in here. No.
I'm not saying that. No. I'm not saying that. But then they end up being gay. You know what I mean?
I see. I get the point.
You're probably like this closet How I Met Your Mother fan, and you really walk around with T-shirts of How I Met Your Mother. You have How I Met Your Mother underwear.
Like I would
blankets.
I would rather be flogged and waterboarded in public than do any of what you.
What
just
is
said.
That?
What, flogged?
Yeah.
You know what flogged is?
Uh-uh.
I mean, that's your project.
I don't want project. Just tell me.
I want you to tell. It's like you're being whipped, essentially.
Oh.
And you know what
so today,
is.
Today you'd rather be whipped and lose your thumb. Eventually, by the end of this show, you are going to be invisible.
Don't forget the waterboarding. You gotta put that in there.
You need to coin this, like the Leonisms. I rather. what was it? The other one? You rather have crabs like bite your genitals
show.
Or something?
No. Who would want that?
Over How I Met Your Mother? What was crabs biting
like
you?
Bite my arm, hand.
Okay,
or so
you wouldn't go that far.
Not that far. No.
Okay, so you rather watch how you would prefer to watch How I Met Your Mother over having crabs nip at your balls?
Yes, I feel like those would be quite painful.
Would you? Would you have crabs do that in order to have the Redskins win a Super Bowl?
No. I'm,
1 minute of crabs jumping at you.
No, because, I mean, I've seen a Super Bowl in my lifetime, so it never happens again. At least I can say I saw that one. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not, like, huge super fanny guy. I'm a fan, but that's, like, really super fanny guy. You know, fanboy stuff.
Like jackass kind of things?
What do you mean?
I don't know. You mean, like, you would not... Yeah, I'm going to go root for my team. I'm so diehard crazy.
Yeah,
I'm going to
dump
my head in ice for an hour.
That's like the guy that paints his face, you know, and goes to a football game. If you paint your face and go to a football game, there's something that's not quite right with you. And I'm not that guy. That's like fanboy stuff there.
You actually go and watch the game.
I go and watch the game. I root for my team. If they win, that's awesome. If they lose, okay. That's fine. And maybe I think I've been more of that since I started doing this job because I try to be so like unbiased with things, so I've scaled back on being a fan in a lot of ways, but that's like fanboy stuff there.
I agree. I never painted my body. I always just went to the game, put on my hat, and did my thing.
Especially like you're a grown man. If you're over the age of like 12 and you have paint on your face and you're not like raiding or in some type of war, there's something wrong with you.
This is Outside the Box. We should mention that with Mike and Leon, episode number 9. I'm just convinced, and don't say this anymore, don't say the long version of the email. Just say the short one.
OTB. Well, you always interrupt me. I feel like there's like OTB, yeah, you know me.
Yeah, you know me.
And it's like sent off to some like horse shack in Kazakhstan. They're getting our email right now.
We actually got a few emails, and we should mention that. We got a few emails, and we got people following us on Twitter. That happened. I couldn't freaking believe that.
Yeah, there was like
they weren't even junk Twitters either because they were real Twitters.
Get on the Twitter, people.
Why we have what 8 followers on five followers on Twitter? Four, five?
Four.
Two of them are you and me.
It's aim.
But the Facebook's doing okay.
The Facebook's good. I don't know. Maybe our listeners not like to tweet. Also, it could probably be because
we don't tweet anything.
Well, I'm an idiot, and I think for the last 2 weeks I've been saying the wrong Twitter name.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Well, look at me. Do you see me knowing that was happening?
I link to the right account when I post the our episodes and stuff, mm-hmm. but I've been saying the wrong name on the air.
Huh.
See, I've been saying OTB, Mike Leon. It's OTB with Mike Leon.
Yeah.
I forgot this.
What do you think of our logo? You like the logo? That little yellow box?
I like the logo.
Should we jazz it up a little? Put sparkles on there?
I'm going to have to veto the sparkles.
How do we make it look more flashy?
Barbed wire.
I like
missiles.
That.
Maybe we put like little missiles on the side of the box.
Little missiles?
Yeah. You tough it up a little bit,
We should put you jumping out of it like a cake.
That's not good for anybody.
Outside the Box with Mike and Leon, episode number 9. Here is a minute mashup from last week. Enjoy Brett Favre.
Hey, you're 13. Here's a bunch of Xbox stuff.
I was wearing Wranglers long before I went pro.
You know that song, Why Can't We Be Friends?
It won't just be John F. Kennedy.
Which also shows how difficult it is to get fired by this place.
Junk.
Out of the company of a woman.
One of my best friends of Hispanic descent, family's from Mexico. Hey, I'm not a big birthday guy. She did it.
And the dad, he was there too. No, 20 seconds.
That's what I call a gem. I call it bumpkin.
All still the same.
Can we go to break? And welcome back to episode 9 of Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. It's your Wednesday. Hope you enjoyed your minute mashup. That Brett Favre is funny. I don't know how we got him to come on the program still. That was a big get.
He's comfortable in jeans that are tough. Comfortable in jeans that will last. He's comfortable in regular jeans.
Hey, man. Brett Favre, that guy is sleazy. Sleazy. I think that's the word for him. I'll use.
Not a good dude. Speaking of sleazy, and well, maybe this isn't even sleazy, but it's just bad. Did you hear about the hockey player that went to the stands to fight a fan last night?
Saw the replay on SportsCenter this morning.
How that guy is not going to see the ice for a long time.
Didn't look like the fan wasn't instigating him that much. Seemed like he was just like, you know,
clapping as he was coming off.
Blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't anything but warranting, you know, Jermaine O'Neal, Ron Artest punishment.
You know that happened to me in college? I had a guy come in the stands to try to fight me?
I believe you.
But
say this. What was the sport? Basketball?
It was basketball. And
who was playing?
I went to Virginia Wesleyan. And okay. They were beating Division III.
So you're probably big. You're probably bigger than the kid that was on the court.
So they just beat Salisbury, and the kids from Salisbury going off the floor. And we were, you know, heckling them and stuff all game. And the bench warmers were the last guys to come off the court and head to the locker room. And by doing that, they had to pass by the student section. So I was like laughing and pointing, hey, look, it's the guys that didn't play.
He came and beat the
crap
out of you.
This one guy comes into the stands, right, and like he wants to throw down.
Yeah.
And so I'm prepared to throw. I'm looking around like, where's security?
They don't care.
They're not there. There's no one around. I run onto the court. When I'm the only person to rush the floor, they chase me around. But the guy comes in the stands and wants to throw down. Nothing happens. Well, luckily, one of my fraternity brothers separated us, and we actually went and waited for them.
See, you're a super fan.
Well, in college, I was that guy.
Yeah.
We actually went and waited for them in the student center because they had to go through there to leave the building. And so we're playing pool, and me and my brothers are jawing with the Salisbury basketball team, and almost got a little rambunctious.
Have you ever thrown a punch at anybody?
Yeah.
Who have you thrown a punch at?
I'm going to fight, like, at least one a year.
What do you like fighting? That must be a hysterical sight.
At least one
sight.
A year from like kindergarten until like 11th grade.
Okay, how about recently? Any fights recently? You beat up anybody recently?
No.
That's good.
Well, you're like a violent person. I'm like Mike Tyson that's going around harming people.
I'm just curious if you ever like in the last week just punch anybody.
You ran this commercial at the wrong time here. No, I don't. I have no reason to hit anyone.
That's good.
You tried to lump me in with homophobes.
Yep.
And now you try to lump me in with violent individuals.
And now I'm going to pin you as a drug dealer.
Oh, fantastic.
Do you hear about this in California?
Proposition 19, right?
Yes, trying to legalize marijuana. I'm stunned.
You know, I'm kind of torn on this one because I can see the argument where people are like, you know, hey, what's so wrong with someone sitting on their couch and playing Halo all night and smoking a little bit?
Don't forget about the people that read a book and do other things besides play Halo.
I don't think people are reading books when they're stoned, Michael.
I don't know. But, I mean, there's got to be people who are stoned do more than just play video games.
They eat Cheetos and they watch Wedding Crashers 5 times in a row back to back.
Maybe they do a puzzle, like a puzzle.
A puzzle. That would probably be very interesting to
you. You don't think they read books?
One of those three. What are you going?
Super Soakers.
I don't think you can read in that state.
Okay.
It's like drinking. I don't think you can. You can't read while you're drinking.
You can read while you're drinking.
Not if you're like, if you're inebriated.
You can read while you're having a drink.
If you're inebriated, you can't read and drink at the same time.
No, you probably get dizzy reading the letters.
Well, if you're like you and you want to have a nice glass of $85 wine and read a Susan Sontag novel, you can knock yourself out and do that.
Okay. Yeah. I love her novels. They're so good, by the way. What's your favorite one?
I think they're self-indulged, overrated crap.
I've never even heard of them, to be honest.
Yeah.
The wine I get is usually $6 and cheaper.
Oh, so you're like a really bad sorority girl.
Yes, my wine is the equivalent of a bad sorority girl. I would agree. Mm-hmm.
Did you take the bag out of the box wine and walk around classy as ever, stumbling around, sucking on the bag?
No, I don't suck on the bag. I don't do that.
No, that's good.
See, now you're attacking me, man.
That's good that you don't. But no, let's go back to the pot thing. kind of torn on that.
If you had to pay, I would say you had one final vote. You're voting for Prop 19, November 2nd. You got to vote for it. You legalizing marijuana? Or you saying no?
I'm probably going no.
You're going no.
I feel like that's a gateway drug. If you do that, you're going to get into something else, and we have enough problems with people, you know, drinking and driving and stuff like that. I don't think we need people being able to legally get stoned, and then someone makes the decision to get behind the wheel of a car or something, you know?
All right, top donations by state supporting legalization of marijuana.
Top donations?
Total donations, yeah, I don't understand this.
What, to the campaign or
yeah,
something?
To the campaign for pot. Guess what number two is?
Colorado?
Nope.
Oregon?
Nope.
Arizona?
Nope.
What?
North Carolina.
You know, Western North Carolina, like in the mountains and stuff?
Mm.
Tremendous.
Drug dealers?
Pot area. They grow a lot, like in the national parks and stuff.
Right.
The same people that were moonshining are growing pot in the forest in like North Carolina and eastern Tennessee and stuff.
I found the list of people that have donated to support this group. This guy, okay? Abraham Epton. $12.40.
Hey. Michael.
Everybody else on the list. $125, $210, $150, $25. $12.40.
To a pothead?
What?
To a pothead, Michael, that $12.40 is a lot of money. Do you know that's like 3 bags of Doritos?
All right, Adam Glickman, $239.36.
Adam Glickman, what is he, like a sophomore at Providence?
He is, this is all from California. They have their address.
They have you found addresses of people that have donated to the...
Yes, we should call them up and
see. Why is that information online? Like, why is that...
I don't know. Well, no, their address isn't. It's just their city and state.
Still, I wouldn't want... Could you imagine, like, your boss somehow comes across this and like, oh, Adam.
It says their job, too.
Are you serious? What does Adam Glickman do for a living? This can't be anything good. Not that our job is good.
He's a co-owner, it says.
Oh, so he's probably selling bongs out of his mom's.
Some of them aren't. Some of them don't have the. Okay, this guy, Val.
Some of them don't have jobs. Some of them surprise.
Not employed or retired. okay, here we go. Val Vayabushkovich. He's a Z-Town limousine transporter. He's a limousine driver, and he supports. He donated $150 back on January 7th.
But he's a chain smoker.
Oh, my God. I don't want my limousine driver being this smoking up. Where are we going? Crap, this is not the airport. Ooh, my
You're
bad.
Driving around with Neil.
I took you to the, what was it, the crappy food line.
You're driving around with Neil Patrick Harris stoned out of your
mind. You know what show he's from.
I know.
Oh, there we go. You're How I Met Your Mother fan.
I am not. I like the Harold and Kumar movies.
We need to watch an episode of How I Met Your Mother.
No.
And then can we videotape you going into a Whole Foods? Man. We think people. I think people would love to see you walking around, trying some organic juices.
That sounds awful.
Having some fresh crackers.
Organic $12 juice. Remember that time you and I went, oh, I'm going to rip you for this one. I'm sorry. You and I went somewhere on in Barracks Road, and I watched you pay $5, $4 for one glass of orange juice.
I haven't done that since. It was one time.
But it was like
one
$4 for one glass of orange juice.
You're right. That was bad.
It was... That orange juice better.
You're right.
It better
you're
been right. Squeezed by Pam Anderson or something.
Squeezed $4? By Pam Anderson. The juice wouldn't change.
I
want
it
squeezed by
it.
Someone with good, firm hands. I'd rather have you squeeze it than Pam Anderson. Look at those hands. Those things look like
nice.
Your hands look like now you're hiding them. Don't put them under the table. Bring them back.
I have good hands.
You do have good hands. You'd be a good tight end.
I would be a fantastic tight end.
Your thumb is gigantic.
Well, you know, that's a lot of video game playing over the years.
You ever have, like, indents on your thumb?
Indents?
Yeah. Like, push marks.
No, but one summer, my mom took video games away from me because, you know what the knuckle is?
You pick up another hobby?
Like, in your thumb.
What?
You know, like, there's a little hump right here in your thumb, like the little knuckle or whatever?
Yeah, the thump, it's called.
Yeah. It was, like, gigantic, and I think it was from playing video games too
I don't
much.
Think it was from that.
And so she took it away. I was like 8, man.
Okay. Sorry. Here's a guy from Brooklyn, Adam Scavone, 1500.
Ooh.
He's the Center for Advanced Illness Coordinator and Research Associate. He has a good job.
He does have a good job.
He has a real job. He's a lot of people from Google supporting this.
Probably not. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Technology, nerdy people, drug use. Couldn't imagine that those two wouldn't go.
How are we doing, by the way, on our NFL picks? I feel like I'm terrible. I feel like I've been just horrendous lately.
I need to update last week's on the site with the totals, but I'm like 8-9 games ahead of you, I think.
I'm doing
poorly.
You
haven't done that bad. This is a really down year for me, though.
It's a tough year for everybody.
No one knows. The NFL is so weird. Like, the Lions beat the stuffing out of the Rams. The Rams turn around and beat the Chargers. Like,
it's Redskins-Lions this week, right?
Well, Redskins-Bears.
Then Redskins-Lions.
Yeah.
The
tour of the NFC North continues. Well, you know, Jay Cutler is probably going to get concussed because they can't stand him up. That offensive line is awful.
Now this concussion talks, everything the NFL is discussing these days.
Yeah, you know, it's a big deal in the league now, and guys are getting fined, and, you know, everyone's talking about the helmet-to-helmet hits. They're going to start suspending guys now for helmet-to-helmet hits. At what point, though, Mike, are you not playing football?
Yeah, you're going too far. You're going too far. The fines are ridiculous. I was just thinking about this the other day. Imagine being fined $50,000 for one hit. If you said something on the air and we're like, hey, we'll fine you $50,000.
Well, you know, Brandon Merriweather, the Patriots, he got fined $50,000.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
His base salary is only we would give our thumb for this, but it's $550,000.
You already gave it away because you had to watch instead of watching How You Met Your Mother. So now you have no thumbs. You're thumbless. Do they have a payment plan? I'm dead serious on this. I'm not trying to be stupid.
Does the NFL have a
I mean, if you
plan?
Make $500,000, it's a lot of money, but okay. 50,000 of it, that's, you know, that's, what is that? 10% of your salary.
Maybe they just take it out of your pay or something.
I mean, do you say like, okay, $5,000 in this paycheck, five in the next, or is it 50 lump out? Because after taxes, you're making $500,000. Let's say after taxes, that's 250 because you're in a higher tax bracket.
Oh, well, I guess so, maybe.
You're taxed a lot. $50,000 out of $250,000 is a huge proportion.
That's a lot of money gone there. It really hurts a guy like that. A guy like James Harrison fined $75,000. James Harrison's been in the league for a long time. He's got a ton of money.
It's not a big of a hit for him.
He probably strokes the check like it's nothing. You know, Football Night in America, the other night, Rodney Harrison said every year he would, because, you know, he was a vicious hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Some would say a dirty player. He would put down, set aside every year, $50,000 for every season.
So he almost knew to put it away.
For fines. Yeah, I mean, TTO does that. And Ocho Cinco does that with his end zone celebrations. Every year he puts aside money that he knows he's going to have to pay in fines.
See, they're wealthy enough where they can make that sort of investment and know it's the right idea.
Could you imagine if someone fined you $50,000 like right now? Like, what would you do?
I'd get a fourth job. I'd be your maid. Leon, can I clean up your Sam Adams lights? Sam Adam regulars.
Sam Adam light.
But it's all relative, too. I mean, that to you would be like, you know, a couple hundred bucks to fine.
I feel like...
Or maybe $12.
I feel like you know, that's not really going to do anything. Like you're finding guys, it's not really going to do anything. And you start suspending guys, at some point you're not playing football. And then you're going to see more guys get injured because the guys are going to leave themselves open. If you're a defensive player, you're coming in, you can drop your helmet and hit someone. No, you can't do that. You're almost standing up straight now. The running backs can still drop their head, so they're going to hit you square in the chest with their helmet.
No,
and
I agree.
Then you see guys getting broken ribs and sternums. And I mean, the thing is, football is a violent sport. Always has been, always will be. Guys are going to get hurt. I think that the technology in helmets needs to improve. I think the players got bigger, the players got stronger, the players got faster.
How much more can you do to a helmet? I mean, that's the helmet. There it is. It's almost like a soccer goal. Well, I mean, what else can you do to a soccer goal?
Different types of insulation, padding. I mean, this age that we live in, maybe you take some cues from like the military.
I'm sure
whatever helmets that our soldiers are wearing, like the plating in there, you know, sometimes can deflect bullets and stuff. I'm sure whatever helmets they're wearing are more protective in terms of taking a hit to the head than what NFL players are wearing.
I hate that I'm even going to say this, but NASCAR, haven't they done some great improvements?
Yeah, I mean, their helmets and the Hans device, the safety restraints in the cars, especially after Earnhardt died back in 2001. I feel like every sport, you know, is taking a lot of safety precautions. The NFL is being very reactionary. They're trying to make fines and hits and stuff based upon what's happened, but they're not looking down the road and say, what can we do to prevent this in terms of making our equipment better?
I just thought of our next debate topic.
What's that?
NASCAR.
You are not a NASCAR guy, are you?
I love NASCAR. Who would not like watching some redneck go around a track 800
times? Why does he have to be a redneck?
Because he is.
Well, you know, a lot of these guys have college degrees.
You can
be
a redneck and have a college degree.
Do you know how much math and science, how smart you have to be to work on a race car and to set these things up?
I'm not talking about the engineers. I'm talking about the drivers.
The drivers are smart, too. The drivers also help out in preparing the vehicle and working on the vehicle. And
you are so you can make claims about not wanting to be around hoity-toity shoppers, but I can't call out NASCAR
people?
Well,
you get on me for the hoity-toity shopper comments. But this isn't your dad's NASCAR. It's not, you know, 1962 and guys are named Jethro anymore. I mean, sports are advanced. It's not the same thing.
It's god awful to watch.
Hey,
it's awful to watch.
It's better than what a lot of other people watch, like polo.
Okay, I've never watched polo, so I can't comment on it. There's a reason I'm not watching.
Apparently, it's big in this town. I've seen statuses.
If polo was on TV, I would change the channel just like I do with NASCAR.
I've seen statuses. People are going to polo matches out here and stuff.
I think that. Well, I agree. Polo's
better
sucks.
Than soccer.
I'd rather watch soccer than polo.
No, I'm talking about NASCAR. NASCAR's better than soccer.
They both stink. I like the World Cup, though.
Man, you know, the World Cup, I'm so glad the World Cup is over.
It's been over for a year.
I understand this, but it was driving me nuts during the World Cup.
You sound like a little kid. It was driving me nuts.
Here's what happens.
What happened?
You get people that don't watch sports, people that don't like sports, and they start watching it. And then you have to suffer through the most idiotic sports comments of all time, because these people that normally aren't watching sports are watching it, and you know, and then it just drives me nuts. The people that root for other countries. If you live in the U.S., you're an American citizen. You root for the United States of America.
I got into this tremendous
argument with this girl that was rooting for the Netherlands.
Well, let's say that you are from the United States. You moved and now live in Belgium.
Okay, so you're an expatriate then. You've left the U.S. and
let's say
and
you got a job there that was just dynamite. You need it. It was great for your career.
Okay.
Something that you can't miss job, can support your family,
so
tons of money.
I live in Belgium now.
Right, and you're now legally a Belgium citizen. You could still root for the U.S.
Yeah, you can, but not over your home country. At that point,
if you would not be rooting for the United States based on the facts I gave you?
If I have moved to Belgium, I live in Belgium, my address is Belgium.
For your work.
But if I have moved there, my address is there, I pay taxes there, my kids go to school there, I live there, that's my home, you're a Belgian citizen at that point. Like that's where your allegiance should lie. Can you root for the U.S.? Yes, but the Belgium has to be your primary team. You live in Belgium.
Well, Leon, we are getting the eye once again. Somebody in a suit is here. You know what that means.
Some god-awful boring thing that needs to be taped.
Be careful. Be careful.
I'm listening to this. You think they give a damn about us?
Outside the Box, episode number 9. I'm still working on the Boom Goes the Dynamite guy. He has not been.
Yeah, what happened with that?
He hasn't emailed me back. I'm stalking him.
He's big time now.
He's big time to me.
He's butchering newscasts in the bigger market now.
Pretty much. We'll look on his videos. Put the news guy up.
I will put the news guy up. And show him in his natural habitat.
And then people can decide for themselves if that's something that they'd be interested in.
All right.
All right, Leon. It's Wednesday, by the way.
It's Wednesday. I used to look forward to Wednesdays in college. I'll tell you that story off the air.
Outside the Box, episode number 9. When does the season complete? Like, when do we...
This is radio. It's not like a...
But then we can put them out on DVDs for people to buy, and we can make money off
it. This is Dawson's Creek. We got to wrap up, have a season finale, and go on hiatus.
And now you just admit... that you own Dawson's Creek.
I love Dawson's Creek. That Katie Holmes, oh, man, I used to love her.
When does the season end? How many episodes? 52? So then it's a full year?
So what happens when you get to 52 and it stops?
We just do season 2.
There is no season. It's a radio. You ever heard of a radio show having seasons?
We can create it. We are innovators. I'm marketing us, Leon.
You're a weird guy.
Outside the Box, episode 9.
Keep your stick on the ice.
Oh, geez, Louise.
I love the way you talk.